I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Ecosystem management. More and more, these words are used to describe a changing approach to the study and management of natural resources, an integrated approach very different from past methods, more narrowly directed toward a particular species independent from everything else in the environment. The coastal situation provides a good example. A coastal area may harbor many different resources where management of one may be in conflict with the management of another. What is good for the lobster may not be good for groundfish. What is good for insect control may not be good for salt marsh preservation. What is good for natural conservation may not be good for human recreation. What is good for natural conservation may not be good for human recreation. Historically, we have tried to manage these things one thing at a time. But now researchers and managers are looking at more complicated integrated policies reflective of the complexity and interdependence of the natural conditions, indeed attempting to craft management systems that address the full spectrum of circumstances within an ecological unit. Not easy. The first challenge is found in the data, that is, adequate and equal knowledge of the many species in place, of the hydrology and other natural processes, and of the changing conditions that may threaten any one or all elements and therefore demanding a management intervention or a different mitigation strategy. The third challenge is the integration of the resultant knowledge, definition of a systemic response, and implementation of the outcome in the real world. This is hard enough to invent, but even more difficult to communicate and introduce into the social and political environment. Visualization of multiple data sets is a tremendously useful tool to help in this regard. Global Information Systems, or GIS, have successfully begun to show correlations, for example, overlaying road systems with earthquake data to demonstrate probability and priority for protection. A new technology called Eon Fusion is an advanced geospatial analysis software that can integrate multiple dynamic data sets in three and four dimensions, plot changes, and by modifying premises, model hypothetical situations and test hypothetical responses, an extraordinary planning tool. The most compelling demonstration of this technology is its use in visualizing the impact of climate change on sea level rise and its impact in a coastal zone. Using a variety of overlaid scientific data sources, scientists have been able to model the impact of sea level rise through storm surge and increases of up to 10 meters in a settled area in southern Tasmania, visualizing three different scenarios and predicting the boundaries and damages in each. Other examples include a project to manage lobsters, visualizing the interrelationship of tag migration, feeding habits day and night, and habitat change over time. Yet another example depicts the movement of seals in relation to sequential storm activity, in effect providing new information about the relationship between animal behavior and meteorological events. The implication of such a tool is powerful. It can be used proactively to provide real-time analyses of changing conditions, before and after comparisons to depict failure or success. It can be expanded by adding additional layers, including related financial data, to provide a comprehensive analysis of both the natural and economic impact resulting from a specific change or intervention in an area. The integrated ecosystem management approach may be the answer from a policy perspective, but Eon Fusion and other tools are essential if we are to evaluate these solutions effectively and prove their success. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
Could you repeat just the sentence historically?
Historically, we have tried to manage these things one thing at a time.